Electroconvulsive therapy, or ECT, is a powerful way to treat severe depression. But it is used only when traditional medication approaches have failed.
What about you that's different? Did you really?
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Took a bunch of pills, aspirin.
What is this?
Thanksgiving.
When Mary attempted suicide, it opened all her feelings to the world. They now were expressed in all their intensity.
Life was not worth living. She felt she was the devil, and she had the idea that the only way to end this terrible pain was suicide. She tried at home. Her husband brought her right to the hospital. And from that moment on, she had to be monitored. We had to have an individual sit with her 24 hours a day, because all she could think of was trying to kill herself. Was that she would scream and try to kill herself by any device possible. It became necessary to treat her as rapidly and as effectively as we knew how, for this drive to suicide and this very severe feeling of unhappiness.
Discussed her recent depression with her doctor.
The depression that I came in here with, I don't really remember much about. I do remember going home on being in the hospital here and going home on Thanksgiving and taking a lot of aspirin. I remember that.
What happened on Thanksgiving?
I remember thinking I was the devil. And taking aspirin, and then my son coming from my neighbor's house and coming into the bedroom, and then I remember feeling bad that I had done that because I didn't want to die and leave him. And then I told him to go tell his father that I had taken a bottle of aspirin. And then
electroconvulsive therapy has a very important place in the treatment of certain depressions. It's not a panacea. It doesn't help everybody.
but it remains a very effective way for quickly reversing severe depression.
Thank you.